Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I'm so glad to be before you tonight and come with the word from the Lord. I thank God, praise God for this day, for a new day, that He has kept me well, myself, my family, my loved ones, my surroundings. He protected me up and down danger highways, and He restored me, praise God, and He brought me safely to my residence. God sent nobody to do it like you. And I thank you, Father, for your kindness and for your gracefulness. And praise God for your providing and for your, praise God, directing. I just give you praise for all things because I realize, God, without you, I am nothing. I am nothing. And today, praise God, I just thank God once again for being able to come to you today. And praise God, letting you know that this broadcast is, praise God, is backed, praise God, by Graham Private Ministries Academy, Graham Private Ministries Academy, K through 8th grade, praise God. If you're interested in, praise God, in getting your kid into a private school, small classes, praise God, you may call 402-337-5948, praise God. You may call, praise God, for more information. It's just a blessing to be able, praise God, to be able, praise God, to call upon a true and a living God and praise God knowing that He answers prayers and knowing that He's not a God that sleeps, but He's not a God that slumber. But He's a God, praise God, that watches over His children and His, praise God, He watches over us night and day. And today, praise God, I just want to go before your front for a very short time, praise God. But I want to come before you right now, and there's a message that I want to discuss with the saints of God and with the followers of God and the true, praise God, women and men of God. And today we're going to be talking about 1 Kings 17:2-7. And we're going to be talking about a man that mostly everyone has preached about him, talked about him, said something about him. And his name is Elijah. Elijah, praise God. We're going to be talking about Elijah today and how God has set him up to get him, praise God, to the place where he needed to be. Praise God, even when he thought things were not going well for him, and he thought, praise God, that the enemy was out to try to kill him, which it was, but God did him know that I have my angels watching over you, and the devil can do to you except he gets my permission. Thank you, Father. You know, do not know before the enemy can do anything to the true women and true men of God, the children of God, that he must get permission to do it. He doesn't have outright to do anything. He has to get that permission from the Lord to do anything that he tried to do to one of his. And today we're going to be talking about Elijah and how God had put him in a place, praise God, to compare him with what goes on when one needs to go to boot camp. Praise God, to get, praise God, some training that they need to go to boot camp. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, is the one that needs to come from the Lord and go to boot camp in order to get what God has for them, praise God, to do. And right now, praise God, I'm going to go to the word. Father, I thank you for your word today, for your word is true and your word is life. And Father, there is none like you. There is none like you, Father, that is able to do all things but fail. And God, we are appreciative to you because we realize, God, that it's you, praise God, that we look to get the answers to anything that we are going through, hallelujah, that we are going through. We thank you, Father, and we bless you. And we bless you, Father God, for your grace and for your mercy. There is none like you. No, Father, none. We bless you, praise God, because you're worthy to be praised. And tonight we're going to start out with the boot camp. The boot camp, praise God, means is some
is something, praise God, that we deal with for those who have served possibly in an army or navy or some type of military status. It is a place, praise God, where they will well be remembered. For many, praise God, it was their first time being away from home, praise God. And it was a time of brutal discipline. Brutal discipline meaning unending work, praise God, the regiment training through the cold, through the heat, praise God, through the snow, praise God, the rain, the sleet, praise God. It was a time of brutal discipline. It was a time, praise God, where some of them was lonely, and yet it is in the boot camp, praise God, that soldiers are born. This is why, praise God, when you go to Uncle Sam, he puts you through boot camp. Uncle Sam puts you through boot camp because there are certain things he wants you to be, praise God, aware of, and there are certain things that you would need to be aware of that will even save your life, praise God. And a soldier is born, praise God, who have never been able to serve on a battlefield unless he was there the first time being through boot camp training. But he need be go through it because, praise God, it is a requirement. It is a requirement that he go through this boot camp in order to become the soldier that Uncle Sam is setting him up to be. He cannot just skip this training. He must go through it faithfully. Faithfully, praise God, because he knows through this training, it is a way, praise God, going to teach him things that he would need to know on the battlefield, praise God, unless he had, praise God, done this before and been in the army before. But nevertheless, he still has to go through the boot camp, praise God. And you must know, praise God, they must, praise God, get rid and be stripped of all of their attitude, all of the things that they have learned and they're doing. It's not about what they're doing. It's what Uncle Sam wants them to learn to be able, praise God, to stand in times, praise God, of a war, that they be able to stand and be able to do, praise God, what they have been trained to do. This is what the boot camp represents. It doesn't represent just somebody got on a uniform with a badge on the side or some kind of award on the side. No, they teach you these things because it's a way of life, and it's a way, praise God, that you may learn that you may be able to live and not die. Amen. So what we're saying here tonight, praise God, is this. They've been stripped. They were stripped of everything they thought they knew. They lost any rebellion that they had in their heart. They leaned to, praise God, to follow every order from a superior without questions. Praise the Lord. They learned, praise God, to follow their leader, and the leader that we're trying to follow today is the Lord Jesus Christ. Even unto death, praise God. Even unto death, if necessary. But, of course, praise God, there is some positive sides to all of this training. The discipline and the pressure, the soldier grows stronger with more discipline and more maturity. He's transformed from a common man unto a battle-ready soldier. When we, praise God, go through the boot camp that the Lord has for us, we come through, praise God, from a natural man to a spiritual man, praise God, and we are strong in spirit. Praise the Lord. That means he teaches us things, praise God, that you're not aware of. But the things that you learn will make you even stronger to stand and still stand in times of trouble. Amen. But you must understand, praise God, that you must get battle ready. So God was dealing with Elijah to get him ready for some circumstances that he would be going through that he may be able to stand in the test of time. Amen. But you see, God had a place set for him to go through, to go through. You ought to hear me good. To go through. Yes. He had to go to, praise God, the brook. And the brook, praise God, was called the Brook University. Yes. He wanted him to go, praise God, to a place called the Brook University. Now, what that is, praise God, you know, when Jezebel got behind and was running Elijah, you didn't know that. But Jezebel was trying to kill. She had already killed some 850 soldiers. She had already declared and killed those prophets of God. She had killed them, 850. So she had a thing against the men of God. She was a wicked woman, Jezebel. And her husband, Ahab, was as wicked as she was. You see, people stick together because they know that they know each other and they do the same thing together. They do evil together. So this time, praise God, he was running for his life because he was running from Jezebel. He was running from Jezebel. That's what he was running from. He was running from Jezebel. And Jezebel was out to kill every man of God that she could get her hands on. She was out to destroy them. She cared nothing about them. She wanted to destroy them. She went looking for them to kill. So he had heard that Jezebel was out to kill the men of God, and she took off the running. Running. Elijah took off the running. He ran. Because, praise God, he was afraid of Jezebel. That whore, Jezebel. Yeah. But you see, God had a time set for Jezebel. Jezebel didn't know her time was running out. But he ran and he ran till he got to the brook. And as he got to the brook, praise God, he was beginning to hide down by the brook. In the woods, down by the brook. And so God said, send him to a school. And the school that he was going to, since he was on the run, praise God, was the Brook of the University. Brook University that he was running, trying, praise God, to get away from Jezebel. And while he was there, God used it, that opportunity, for his good. Yes, he turned around for his good. And while he was at the brook, God began to teach him some things and tell him some things. He began, praise God, to even let him stay there long enough, praise God, that the angels came and cooked him some food to eat, praise God, because he was letting him know, I have you here for a reason, Elijah, and this reason, praise God, is going to bless you and bless others as well. So Elijah had already signed up to go to the Brook University, and praise God, he was able to do that. So what happened, praise God, it was he rejoiced and thinking about it, but he stands to reason that before God can really use us, just listen to me, we must go through some changes. He said, praise God, he must first remove us from all the hindrance that will be done and being done in our life. Therefore, let us join Elijah. This morning, this afternoon, or this night, praise God, whatever, as he enrolled at the Dry Brook University. His experience, praise God, contained seven elements of truth that he would need, praise God, to explore that, praise God, in his time at the Brook University. And you see, praise God, these things will help you when it is your time to enroll, when your time to come to enroll and get before God and get to know what God has for you, praise God, and clean you, praise God, that he can use you, praise God. You will have some things to look back at and think about what Elijah had to think. See, first of all, God had to place God's ordained. He had a palace, a place for God's ordained. He was God's ordained. He had a place for him to go. And Elijah had just stood before the king of Israel and delivered the message of judgment. Now, he had to deliver this message of judgment, praise God, but he was still running from Jezebel. So, you know, Jezebel was a killer. Hallelujah. But however, now next, praise God, God is commanded to hide him away. It seems to me that God will want to keep Elijah in the face of Ahab. But however, hallelujah, God's ways are not our ways. You see, God had a plan for Elijah, but the devil had a plot. Yes, he had a plan, but the devil had a plot. He wanted to transfer Elijah from Elijah to the Tishbite. The Tishbite, praise God, 7:17:1, praise the Lord. He said, I want to transfer you from the name of the person from Elijah to the Tishbite. And Elijah, the man of God, he had to go through this. God wanted to do this. Not somebody else give you a calling, but God did this. God was telling him what I want to do with you, Elijah. I got a plan for your life. I got a plan what I want to do with you. And he said to him, he wanted him to come and going and to have to send Elijah to school. You hear me? God sometimes will send you to school, but he'll send you to his school, praise God. Not these schools, praise God, trying to debate and trying to figure out who he is and what he is. If you allow God to teach you in his school, you cannot go wrong.
There is no way you could go wrong when you allow the Holy Ghost to teach you the things of God, the things that you need to know. Praise God. And today, praise God, this is what we're saying. God is trying to teach us, praise God, what we need us to know. Hallelujah. And the name of that place, it means the chariot. That means to cut off or to cut down. God was teaching Isaiah, these are things I want you to know. See, there are some things that we don't know that we need to know. And this is why God, praise God, allow us, praise God, to get into his presence so he could teach us what we need to know. And he had to cut off Elijah from the public view so that he might be able to cut him down to size. See, sometimes God's going to get us to a place that he can mold us and make us, praise God. But everybody want to be heard and want to be seen in the eyes of the public or the eyes of men, praise God. Sometimes you have to pull and sneak away. They say, slip away. Yeah, what would I give? Yeah, you see, there used to be a song called Slip Away. See, sometimes we have to slip away from men and from the public and from things that happen and get to a place called there with the Holy Ghost. And one of the hardest lessons that the children of God will ever learn is that God must send you. Yes, he must send you. Send you. God going to send you. If God didn't send you, this is what happened in praise God. He said, many of the people of God that got up and called themselves preachers and pastors, I didn't send you. You got up and you went. I didn't send you. Send you to cherish. To the place, praise God, the brook, by the brook, before he can use you for his glory. He had to go through, praise God, and pull down some things, pluck up some things, get rid of some things, clean some things. You know what I'm saying? Choke some things out. Praise God. He had to go in and do it before he can be able to use you. Hallelujah. He must be able to cut you down and cut you down to size. So that his image, praise God, may be more clearly revealed in you. Just as the silversmith beats the silver and he strips off the dross until he can see the image in the silver. God sometimes has to take us, praise God, and do the same thing for us, praise God. So God will work in our lives to bring us to that place where his image is seen in us. You don't have to make nobody make you look like you. You ain't got to make people think that you are God. They will see it in you. When it's in you and God has put it in you, man can't help but recognize and see the image of God in your life. Hallelujah. The nature of that place, it is a hidden palace. Yes, a hidden palace. Notice that the command God gave him. Hide thyself. Verse 3, he said. Hide yourself. It is by nature a hard and a lonely place. Here Elijah will be removed from the spotlight. See, you don't want to be removed from the spotlight because you like it. He said, I don't like living in your spotlight. That's what she said. She don't like living in nobody else's spotlight. But God, I will take you from the spotlight, and I will put you in a place, praise God, that no one can see you. But when you come out, the anointing of God will be dripping in your presence. It'll be dripping from your spirit, man. You'll be so full of the anointing, and Elijah will be removed from the spotlight. Here he will dwell alone while the Lord work out his will in the prophet's life. If God called you to do something, you ain't got to ask him. He'll do it for you because he wants you to have it. You don't have to back actually make people think you're so anointed. Because it's bad, because the Bible says, why preach to others, and they go to heaven, and yet you be a castaway because you was a man pleaser. You wasn't doing this for God's sake. You were doing it because you want people to push you up and make you feel like you was all of that. No, that's a dangerous place to be. It's dangerous. Of course, the lesson that we have learned from these verses, one of the most powerful ones is, we must never overlook the power of the hidden life. Hallelujah. It was in this place, hidden away from the public view, that Elijah became the man of God that he is. So everybody want to stay and let their people see, oh, I'm fasting. I'm fasting today. I'm fasting. You got your reward. You ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting nothing because you're full of flesh. You're full of flesh. We must learn, praise God, to trust God totally. And this is why, praise God, Elijah was forced to learn and to lean on the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't lean upon his brother, his sister, his deacon, his pastor. He leaned upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you can see, praise God, before it came even given out, we must first take in, praise God. We must take in. We must see God at all costs. Before God can pour anything out of our vessel, he must first put something in them. Hallelujah. We must learn, praise God, the value of the hidden life. You see, there is a part of us the world sees. Mm-hmm. And we know that and we love it. Oh, we like it. We put on a show. And it sees a part of us that we do not. It is the part that when men do not see the see how we are defined, it is the time when we spend along in the presence of God that can make us great for his glory. How much time are you devoting to the hidden life today without being seen, heard? How much? Of course, there are times, praise the Lord, when we think God should use us more than he does. Oh, who are you to tell the potter how to do the clay? However, when he hides us away from the eyes of the world, his plan is to grow us up in private so that he might display us for his glory. In his time. Oh, my God, not your time, but in his time. Because, see, let me explain something to you. Man, God don't speak to man always. He said, my spirit will not dwell with man always. And some people always tell me what God's talking to him. He's talking to you so much he ain't got time to talk to nobody else. That goes to let me know you're a religious spirit. You're religious. You're not spiritual. You're religious. Because nobody talks all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we find the faithfulness here, we would expand our atmosphere of influence and bring us of the hidden place. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in least is unjust also in much. And Luke 16:10. Therefore, we must come to the place called there. We must come to the place where we are willing to be hidden away as we are to be used. This is the nature, praise God, of the hand of God's handiwork. It may mean being passed over. Yes, yes. It may mean being left out, though that God knows where you are. And if he sends you to his secret place, he has hidden you away, so guess what? He's hidden you away. so that he, not nobody else, praise God, not even you, might reveal you into his timing. That's all right. Let people look over you. Let people talk about you. Let people lie to you. Let people think they're better than you. Let people think they're higher than you. Let people think they're just above you. Let them do all of that. But you stay, praise God, in the face of God. And you continue, praise God, to seek God's way. And when he bring you out, hey, every eye shall see. The necessity, praise God, of the place we must know, praise God. The use of the word there is God's special place was a specific. That place that he was talking about is a specific place. It was the only place Elijah could be and be right with God. No man was allowed to go into that place but Elijah. If he had gone anywhere else, he would have starved to death. But God had ordered provision for Elijah. But he had ordered them to be delivered to that special place, that secret place. It was the only place to be. Hallelujah. When you get in God and seeking after the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to follow God and find him because you're going to realize that's the only place to be. Praise God, the devil can't trample. Nobody can come in. Nobody can hear. Nobody can look in. You are in that secret place. Hey, God, when the Lord sends us to a difficult place in life, there is a tendency to want to be somewhere else after all. Pain. Who likes sickness? Who likes financial trouble? Who likes to struggle? Who likes to be without? Hallelujah. What we must learn is that if God sends us to his secret place, he knows what he's doing. Sometimes you feel like a castaway. Sometimes you feel left out. Sometimes you think, oh, God, you always do this one for that, and you do this one for this, and you do this one for that. But let me explain to you, my friend, God has never forgotten you, and he never will. Because one thing you must understand, God got your back. He got you. And if we find ourselves in a difficult situation, we can only do nothing but better than to submit, praise what, to the will of God for our lives. We don't have to look at what somebody else is doing, he's doing in somebody else's life. Because, see, sometimes, many times, people mess up when they get something, then they get high and lift it up, and they puffed up. Love is not puffed up. You think you done arrived. That's how the devil tricked you. It was better that you act like you didn't have nothing and never had nothing than to get something and act like you got everything and you're getting ready for a great fall. Hallelujah. You must submit your will to God for our lives and learn to trust him while we are there. While we are there, praise God, we must learn to trust God in what we are. I realize and I really thank, praise God, that we forget who is in control. And that's how the devil fooled us. He hoodwinked you because you forget, because you done got a little something or you done arrived at something and you think you better or you're a fool. That's what you are. So the devil getting ready to strip you. You got to be best to stay humble. Humble yourself. He said, if you abase, I will abound. If you abase, he said, I will abound. He said, I will raise you up. And that's what he knew what he said to. He said, praise God, and that's what when I raise you up, no man will be able to bring you down. But no, you get a little peek of something, and you think you better. You think you done arrived. The devil done fooled you. He done tripped you up, and you fell for the okey-doke. Understand, praise God. Therefore, you have only two choices. The first is to rebel. Or you can fight God and stay in your mess longer, or like Elijah, you can submit to God and he will work it out for you, the plan he has for your life. Praise God. In other words, what he's saying, my friend, you can either choose to be miserable as you go through the difficulties of life, or you can choose to rejoice in spite of the situation. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Philippians 4:6-7. There is a place for you that has been ordained by God. Hallelujah. And you can do better in life. Hallelujah. Than to willingly follow him there. Or may, even if you pray that it was a hard place. It may be a place that hurts. It may be a place that frightens. Okay, God. Thank you, Jesus. However, if the Lord ordained that place for you, then you can do better than to submit, no better than to submit to it. The place God ordained, the promise God offered, all these things. See, when God is in control, the place where God will protect and train him, protect you and train him, and God told Elijah that his needs will be met while he is there, praise God. The lesson of these verses, it says this, God calls it always accompanied by God's provision. God calls. It's always accompanied by God's provision. What are you saying? God will meet your needs just where you are. He will never send you to a place in life, hallelujah, that he does not give you all you need, hallelujah, to make it through that place. His place, praise God, is always complete because he's not a God of incompletion, which is provision for that place that he put you in and send you to. Hallelujah. This great, great God, what I always say, is great where God have me, but it's even greater where he's carrying me to. Involving the advancing plan, notice before the need arise, God has already provided for the provision that you would need in the place that he's putting you and sending you. When he formed the world, he made sure to form that little brook, hallelujah, just for Elijah. Because, praise God, behold the prophet to go to that secret place, hallelujah, Jesus. And God had already commanded the ravens to take care of God's man. Didn't go ask nobody, beg nobody. God don't want us, praise God, and keep depending on man, because man can't do nothing. He tell you in his book, do not, praise God, do not trust man, do not, praise God, don't trust man, because man is full of deceit. They're full of lies. Yes, man is deceitful in all his ways. Don't trust man. He said this, let us know that nothing catches God by surprise. Hallelujah. And when this camp came up, God did not write his hand in despair and say, oh, no, what am I going to do? How will I keep this man alive? We need to remember that our God in his secret place always come equipped with God's provision. God, hallelujah, it always comes equipped with God's, you know, provision. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that cannot lie. God who is already alive tomorrow. He's already alive. Hallelujah. This is the truth. Can we ever comprehend, but one which we certainly can endure. Before, praise God, the dawn ever breaks, the Lord is already there. And he has already placed what I need in the path I will take. People of God, when we learn to put our trust truly in God, everything we desire truly in God. Because I tell you something. Men would do things, praise God, to say something, to have something like they somebody be. That you're supposed to look for them. Because whatever God has for me, it's for me. You can't stop it. You can't hinder it. You can't hold it. You can't block it. What God has for me, it is for me. Regardless of the circumstance of difficulty, God has already prepared the path that I will take to get to my destiny. Psalms 37:23. This is the truth Paul encountered during his fiery trial with the thorn in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 12:17. Paul was told that the Lord has already supplied his need, praise God, before it already arose. And we can believe God for his word's sake and believe God. God is a man that he cannot lie. He will do just what he said he would do. Praise God, he involved the amazing provision. God used a bubbling brook and some ravens to feed Elijah while he was stationed at this secret place. And this is a remarkable because a raven, praise God, is a scavenger. But then guess what? Just of the day. But yet, praise God, God used him to bring life-sustaining food to the prophet, the man of God. Praise God, he made him take the food to Elijah. Not the food, they wouldn't even eat it, but they took the food to Elijah. Never have you ever wondered, praise God, what, praise God, and where they got that food from. Where did they get the food from? Hallelujah. What did they do to get it? What happened? I mean, God had already performed a miracle. Maybe, praise God, from Ahab and Jezebel's table. Hey, God, at that rate, God suspended the law of nature to meet the needs of his children. My God, my God. Hey, God, he said he would suspend the law of nature to meet the needs of his children, praise God. Never forget, praise God, God knows what you need. And if he had to, praise God, he would remove the heavens and the earth to see that your needs is met. We must know, praise God, the God we serve. What a provision you need, whatever, praise God, God has already provided it. Hallelujah. He don't want us to depend on man. He wants us to depend on him. That's why he said, cast your cares upon me, for I care. He would direct your path to the place where he can meet your needs. Philippians 4:19, involving the abundance, praise God, of peace. Note, praise God, this one thing. Praise God, the phrase. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. And when God called Elijah, simply he stepped out in faith and obeyed the Lord. And this is the secret, hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the secret to surviving your life experience. Coming into the place where you do not question God. But when he speaks, he responds by doing what he told you to do. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. You don't have to draw out nothing for him because he's not a God of incompletion. He's a God of completion. Hey, God, Ishabaya. You see, when you are on God's payroll, he will pay our way. Matthew 6:25-34. Whatsoever, when you choose to walk a path, he has ordained you up your own way. He has not ordained you will pay your own way. And Jonathan, praise God, and Jonathan said, 1-3, this is the promises, and this is the direct lesson of, praise God, of knowing, praise God, who God is. we must understand, people of God, that if we trust God, we can't go wrong. We can't go wrong. But we must listen to God and not man. Man prayed God, they do things, they're dishonest in business. They're dishonest, they're distrustful, they lie. They like to lie. They lie so much they forget the last lie they told. Because mama used to always say, if they'll tell a lie, they'll sing a lie as well as tell a lie. And he says this, praise God, and I'm closing. God's servant must come to the place where they are trust, where they trust God alone, and they trust, must trust him absolute. Elijah had nothing but the promise of God that was sufficient to let him know, hallelujah, that all would be well. That all would be well. Can you trust God? Can you trust God? Can you trust God? Don't look to man, because man ain't going to do nothing for you but lie to you. Ain't going to do nothing to you but talk about you. Ain't going to do nothing to you but scandalize your name. But when you go to God, say, Lord, I want to be like Elijah. I'm going to go to the Brook University. The raven did as he was commanded, as he commanded them. And they brought bread and flesh to the prophet. Guess what he did? Hi, hallelujah. Glory to Shekabosa. They brought bread and flesh to the prophet twice a day. The brook continued to provide the liquid refreshment as well. And all of this was ordered by the Lord to teach the prophet that God was in absolute control of what happened. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for that word. Thank you for that living word. When the Lord puts you in a place where you can do nothing but trust him, he has done you the greatest favor that he can extend outside of salvation. Father, I thank you for this word. What a good word. What a great word. What an edible word. To the ones that hear this word, well, take hold, praise God, and remember that all we need is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We not be moved. We cannot be moved by what we see, but moved by what we believe. Father, I thank you for this word today, and I pray, praise God, that the word go out and not come back void, but go out and accomplish that in which it has been sent. And I thank you, and I bless you. It's my prayer. Amen.